Right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at BYB 13 Tampa Brawl, and that goes down November the 19th. We've got the BYB Heavyweight Championship going to be defended. Tony Lopez taking on DJ Linderman, and happy to be welcoming Tony back onto the show. How's everything going with the training ahead of this one, man?
Well, it's going good, you know, just like every other, you know, training camp. Just, plugging away and doing work to make sure I'm tip-top shit, you know, with the victories.
Yeah, and I know you don't have, like, a normative training camp necessarily, but just, you know, doing your usual thing, and I mean, you have so much experience and everything, and, you know, to that point, like, DJ Linderman is someone that you have, like, some previous history with there and everything like that. Like, what was the first thoughts you had when this bout offer kind of came your way?
Well, I had fought him before in MMA, and, it was a quick fight, but, you know, I ended it with my legs, with a leg. I know he's got some decent hands. And the first time, you know, we fought, that's when, you know, he was tagging me with his hands. I was like, ooh, you know, I didn't like that. So, you know, my whole thing is, he's got some speed on all those hands. So I just got to, myself, was just thinking, okay, I got to prep for, you know, someone with a faster hand. And I got to make sure, you know, kind of trying to control that. So my training has been revolved around that. You know, just watching, practicing of moving for someone that's a lot quicker. So, you know, I myself, I've been training with smaller guys, you know, because the smaller guys are a lot faster than heavyweights.
Yeah, I would understand that, but, like, with the Trigon being, like, a little more compact, like, does that make it difficult to have that kind of a game plan like you're talking about? Do you have to, like, train in a certain, like, space that replicates the Trigon to get that full experience, or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, in a sense, yes, because, you know, it's a little more confined, so, you know, the room to move around is not there the same. So, but yeah, and on top of that, I don't like, moving that much. So my thing is more of like just the head movement and, you know, hips and all that kind of stuff. Just, you know, staying in a certain area, but being able to be, dodge hits. That's what I'm focusing on. So I can, you know, counter strike at the same time.
Yeah, it seems like you've been finding your comfortability in the Trigon just with back-to-back wins at BYB 9 and 10, respectively, gaining the title and everything like that. So it seems like there's that, you know, traction you're getting, and it seems like you're learning more and more each time you kind of step out there. I would think this, you know, next foray, you'll be showing some even, you know, additional kind of skills and just, like, more familiarity with it, I guess.
Yeah, well, no, it is true. I am getting more comfortable on there, and the whole thing is, yeah, I'm just focused on my hands. You know, I don't have to worry about, you know, takedowns or, you know, kicks or anything like that. My elbows, so it's like, when I just focus on one aspect of the fight game, which is just, you know, the boxing part, it makes it easier to polish that up and just be able to, you know, focus on just to do that, to better myself and make it harder to get me. But yeah, it's very, very helpful.
Yeah, and like the last time we talked, just like the, you know, distinction of being the first ever, you know, BYB heavyweight champion, it seemed to be something you enjoyed there, even though you've had, you know, a myriad of title reigns throughout the career there and everything. Like, what's the feeling getting ready to, you know, defend the title, like the first ever, you know, heavyweight champion, trying to log the first ever title defense here? How are you feeling about that? Is it kind of business as usual, or?
Well, yes, for the most part, yes. But in the back of my head, it's still, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm the first heavyweight champ. I want to make sure I defend my title. You know, I don't just want to be, you know, a one-hit wonder, to make it the belt and, you know, be gone. So, you know, I definitely want to be sure I retain my title. So, it is business as usual. But in the back of my head, it's still, you know, there's a little, you know, bit of, no, you know, it's the first one, first time of the fence. I got to make everything, you know, count for myself, just to be able to say I've done it, you know, because you win the title, that's great. But the accomplishment comes when you defend the title. So that's what I'm looking at. At least give me a good handful of defenses, and then I'll be okay, you know what, I've done my job. If it's time for me to go, if someone better comes along, well, hey, as long as I got a few title defenses under my belt, I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, I think that'll be an interesting proposition, though. Like, I feel like you've got quite a bit of experience in the, you know, bare-knuckle space. Certainly more than many guys nowadays, like, around, like, 4 years plus in the space there and everything like that. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see. I think it might take a little while yet, but we also did talk about, like, when you would think the first title defense would be last time we were talking, and you were kind of saying, oh, yeah, you know, I'll fight as quick as they can find me an opponent. Like, did you get, I guess, a desired turnaround here? Like, is this a good timeline for you to be competing?
Well, yes and no. You know, to me, you know, I like fighting a lot more often. This break was about 6 months apart. But at the same time, you know, they had to make sure, you know, it was a good opponent. And, you know, they just didn't fight whoever, you know. He fought Josh Burns and, you know, to which, you know, it was ranked pretty high. You know, when I fought, he was ranked number 2. So, I mean, it was a good fight in order to make sure Letterman was sort of qualified, you know, for a title shot. And so, I mean, I do like the opponent. I don't like it took this long, but at the same time, I'd rather take this long than to fight sooner and just fight whoever.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it's like, if anyone looks at, like, your Tapology or something like that, it's like, sometimes throughout your career stretches, it's like you're fighting every month, every couple weeks, so I kind of get what you're saying in that sense.
Yeah, I know. I mean, to me, it felt like this 6 months felt like, you know, my career was over. So to me, it was a mini-retirement for that little span, and now I was like, okay, you know what? I'm done being retired, let's get back into it.
But you kind of touched on the, you know, Josh Burns performance from Linderman, like a mutual opponent between you two there, and, you know, DJ getting the third round finish at BYB 11. What were your thoughts on that performance overall? It sounds like you were, you know, pretty impressed. Like, it sounds like you see him as, like, a, you know, formidable opponent, like a worthy challenger, in a sense.
Yeah, no, you know what? I didn't see that fight going that way at all. And so when Linderman came out with the victory, I was like, okay, you know what? This would be good. You know, because I was told that, you know, depending on who won, that'd be my next opponent. So, yeah, watching the fight, you know, like, it disappointed me how well Linderman adapted and, you know, fought Burns to come out with a win. So I was like, okay, you know, it looks like, you know, yeah, of course, you know, he's got it in better shape. So, I mean, I'm expecting him to be even more higher performance when he comes against me. So, I said, I'm expecting the best fighter out of Linderman. And so I'm not taking them lightly. I'm not looking at, like, okay, you know what, I'm just going to do this, and it'll be over. I'm looking at, okay, he's coming to try and take my belt. I got to make sure I'm weary, because he's going to be doing everything and training every which way possible with big guys, quick guys, all this stuff, just you know, trying to get an advantage over me. As long as I keep myself sharp and don't think, like, okay, you know what, this one's in the pocket. You know, I don't want to get too confident on anything, because then that's when you get caught.
Yeah, I mean, well, it seems like you're mapping out, like, a pretty comprehensive game plan for sure, but something I thought was interesting, because I was talking to DJ just a bit earlier in the week there, and I was finding out and doing my research that on the, you know, BKFC card, like, you know, several years ago, like, you guys both fought on the same event there, like, when you fought Joey Beltran and Linderman fought Arnold Adams there, and I kind of brought that up to him, and he's like, oh, yeah, it was like, our paths were aligned almost to, you know, fight in bare-knuckle boxing eventually, like, he felt like it was leading to this road, like, did you know that was a dynamic, too? Do you kind of feel the same? Like, were you guys, like, was he on your radar for a little bit?
Not really. I mean, because the thing is that I don't watch any other fighters. This is like, you know, like, okay, you know, I got to watch out for this guy, or I might fight anybody down the line. To me, it's just, I'm just there. I'm taking it, you know, one fight at a time. And that's all I'm focused on, and one fight right now, because I never know who my opponent's going to be. You know, I'm used to an MMA where I get an opponent, and by the time the fight comes around, there's already been like 3-4 opponent changes because of injury or, you know, whatever happens. And so I never think about like, okay, well, you know what? What if I fight him or that? You know, I'm just like, you know what? Whenever they give me somebody, that's when I focus and think about who I'm going to fight. You know, I don't like to pre-guess or think about, like, well, down the line, I fight him, you know, how am I going to do this, because down the line, it's going to be a different fighter, depending on how many fights he's been through and, you know, what he's been through. So it's just, I don't like putting anything in my head until I get a definite, like, hey, this he's going up against, and I'm like, okay, now I can focus on him and I can see what he is today.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a great point there, and I think it speaks to the experience you have, just being, like, adaptable and fluid with whatever can pop up opponents-wise and everything like that. Do you think your ability to adapt and kind of have that composure, do you think that's one of your bigger, I guess, attributes as a fighter?
I do, because that's one of the things I've always heard with other fighters, that, you know, when for some reason they get an opponent change, it's like, oh, man, well, I trained for this guy. This guy, you know, was this style, and he did this. And that's what I was getting ready for. This guy's totally different, and, man, I don't know what I want to do. And my thing is that I never want that event in my head. I never want to be like, oh, my God, I trained this way, and now I got this guy, you know, whether it's say an orthodox person who stands over there or a softball. You know, and I get one where it switched. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know how I'm going to fight this guy, this, that. So to me, it's like, no, you know what? I always prepare for the fight, not the fighter, and then that's what makes a big difference too. So it's one of those things, you know. And I think my time and experience is what taught me that you know what, you just gotta be ready for what comes in the day of the fight.
And something I was kind of curious about too. I mean, I feel like I know the answer to the question, but thought to pose it all the same, because you had multiple titles in mixed martial arts and, like, localized to King of the Cage across, you know, multiple divisions there. It seems like maybe in BYB your goal is more to just, like, have, like, a big legacy of heavyweight title defenses, like you were saying, like, have, like, 5 or at least a few kind of title defenses there. But would there be any kind of, like, broader aspiration to hold titles in different weight categories, or more just kind of focusing on, like, creating, like, a big legacy as the heavyweight champion more so?
Well, you know what? It's funny you should ask that, because just I think it was even 2 weeks ago for myself. I was thinking about that same question you're asking, and I was like, you know, do I stay at heavyweight and just focus on being a great heavyweight fighter and champion? And I thought to myself, well, that sounds great, and it would be great, but there's always the thing that. My problem I used to have is that I run out of opponents, or I go through the whole heavyweight division, and then who's left? You know, so to me, it just depends. It's a fairly new sport with a lot of people wanting to jump in here and do that. So I'm hoping I don't run out of opponents. But if that comes to happen, then I thought about it. I might go down to light heavyweight just to get more opponents, to get more opportunities to continue to fight. And that's what it's all about for me, is just being able to step in the ring, you know, at least every month and a half or so. And if that means having to drop down and wait to fight a light heavyweight to get more opponents, you know, and just go back and forth, then, you know, it is an option that I've been thinking about.
And that doesn't strike me as, like, something that would be, like, a particularly hard cut for you, just because you have the previous accolades holding light heavyweight gold. Is that a fair characterization, or would there be certain lifestyle changes that would need to be made to have a smoother cut to light heavyweight if you did pursue that kind of path one day?
Well, you know what? It isn't a bad cut, because I change my diet. You know, and so when I fight, the thing is, when I fight at light heavyweight, I'm a light heavyweight guy. You know, I mean, the most I can, I believe, is about 5 pounds. You know, so when I'm down at light heavyweight, I'm walking around at 210. Just because I don't want to be dropping, you know, from 220 to 225, dropping all that weight, you know, the day before the weigh-ins, and to make weight and then come back at, you know, 225 and above, whatever. So to me, it's like, no, I want to fight 205. I'm going to drop my weight down so my body don't feel the stress of having to cut weight and do all this stuff before the fight. Because that's also another mental game right there, you know, having to lose weight, which is one thing I never liked.
Yeah, for sure. I get what you're saying. I mean, not the most pleasant thing per se, but something you've kind of mapped out and calculated enough for sure. And yeah, I think again speaks to the experience there. But yeah, a lot of cool things on the horizon, chief among them this, you know, BYB 13 fight coming up. And I appreciate you giving some insights ahead of the fight, but I do want to be mindful of the rest of your schedule today too, Tony. So to that point, is there maybe anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here?
I'm just happy with the way things are going. I'm comfortable with my training camp and, you know, just the people around me, you know, just helping me stay motivated, all that stuff. It is great, you know, and definitely always love, you know, my sponsors. Without them, they did make it a little, you know, tougher to get things going. You know, so I mean, I'd love to just take Hard Nothing Clothing, Avenger Cycles. And I want to thank the fans, you know, thank everybody that supports me, that hates me, that loves me, and just enjoys watching the fights. And then, of course, you know, I appreciate you having me here and doing this interview with me.
Oh, well, I mean, a mutual, you know, appreciation for sure. Really stoked to have you on the show again to give some insights, especially ahead of, you know, this big fight on November the 19th. And yeah, I think a lot of people are really excited to check out that DJ Linderman fight, myself included. And yeah, to reiterate, thanks so much for coming on, man. And you just have a good rest of your day, too.
Well, thanks a lot.